Thank you, Chair, Assistant High Commissioner, and distinguished delegates. On behalf of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, I want to take this opportunity to thank UNHCR and all its staff for your ongoing dedication and tireless commitment to stay and deliver for the world's most vulnerable people. I also want to pay tribute to Assistant High Commissioner Triggs for her dedication, forthrightness, and integrity. Thank you in particular, Assistant High Commissioner, for your dedication in service of the most vulnerable, whomever they may be. It is not right that simply being oneself can, in some contexts, have such perilous consequences. The UK will support UNHCR to continue its efforts to leave no one, truly no one, behind, including by providing inclusive services for persons of all ages, genders, and diverse backgrounds, including LGBT plus people. As we know all too well, marginalized communities are more often exposed to situations of vulnerability and face greater obstacles in receiving vital life-saving support in forced displacement and statelessness situations. The UK will continue to stand up for equal treatment, non-discrimination, and access to protection for all persons under UNHCR's mandate. We know how stretched our collective capacity to respond to rising humanitarian need and numbers of forcibly displaced has become. Host countries have stood by and in many cases increased yet further their commitments to generosity and inclusion. And funding has increased. UNHCR's budget has almost tripled in the past decade. But the challenges remain immense. Among them, how to ensure we focus support on those in need, how to determine who faces a well-founded fear of persecution, and how best to deter irregular migration and people smuggling. As we approach the Global Refugee Forum, it is our shared responsibility to focus resolutely on protection of the most vulnerable. And it is not for us to decide what vulnerable displaced people need. Displaced people themselves know. The UK will work with UNHCR and partners across the humanitarian system to ensure that together we truly and with humility listen, including, of course, at the Global Refugee Forum, where refugees will have a central role in the UK delegation. We will also work with other delegations to identify what support the UK can provide to enable others to do the same. Thank you very much, and thank you again, Assistant High Commissioner Triggs.
I thank the distinguished representative of UK. Now I call on Venezuela.